Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Online and on DAB.
Take a far out trip into the twilight zone of late night radio with Ian Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Yes, Alan.
Hi, Mark.
Hello, Alan.
How are you, Mark?
Terrible. What have you got for us?
Well, I don't know, because I want to know what the topic I've been working here in my input.
When have we done topics on this show?
We've had a topic special once when you took to Twitter.
Yeah, that was like a that was oh no that was a well, hang on that was a year ago or
a
week
no,
was
a couple
it a
of
week
weeks
ago?
Ago.
Right, but we didn't do any of the topics.
Because
well,
they're all boring.
Just
people know we don't do topics, Alan. It was kind of a joke.
I come bringing some bad news on the relationship front.
When are you? Oh, you got bad news? Has Holly dumped you?
No, not Holly. See, we haven't arranged anything yet.
Oh, this is the lady that you said was your girlfriend. I'm guessing, Alan, and she didn't know that she was your girlfriend.
No, we've been video calling each other, so she saw what we each other looked like.
You've been having a Skype wink.
Because she lived in Florida.
Right. Okay. How did you get in touch with her?
It was through Facebook.
Right. Okay.
One finally took.
Yeah. I'm intrigued.
Was it Alan?
Looking at you, Ian.
Alan.
Yeah, Kath.
Were you friends or more than friends? And did she know that you were more than friends?
We spoke to each other 10 years ago when we were doing another internet radio show.
Okay. Are you friends or more than friends? And did she know you were more than friends?
We were just friends.
Ah, okay. Well, she's not dumped you then, has she?
Well, she has.
Well, let's do the birds and bees, right? If you weren't boyfriend and girlfriend, then she can't have dumped you.
Well, I got Andrea's number, so you can call her and we can confirm it.
No, I'm not going to harass a woman who's not sexually interested in you. I think that would be unfair.
But she did say she loves me.
Well, you know, did she say...
And we had an interest in Star Wars.
Did she say... Oh, Alan, did she say, Alan, I really, really love you? Or did she say, oh, Alan, I do love you?
She said she really, really loved me.
Okay, well, then she's a transatlantic prick tease, and that's outrageous behaviour.
A catfish.
She is a cat...
Well, no, she's... No,
fish. Not. She's a catfish, Catherine. Don't...
I don't want to confuse things.
Don't question this man's story. She is we know that everyone that calls this show is telling the truth, and she is a catfish.
Indeed.
You can eat catfish.
Probably leave a sour taste in my mouth.
Well, sometimes the sour tastes are the best, I find.
Like sushi.
How's your... where's your James Bond?
I'm waiting to buy a new one.
Well, hang on. Well, I thought you were going to send us the old James Bond.
But I got thinking I'm making a sequel.
Okay.
So I'm going to send the two together.
Well, why don't you... Well, here's the thing. Why don't... It's almost as if the first one doesn't exist. Why don't you send us the first one?
Yeah, because the first one's back at the flat. Because I'm staying at my mum and dad tonight. I've got to go to the flat, get the file copy, photocopy it, then post it to the studio. So
you can't
email a hard copy.
You can't email it.
No, it's a hard copy.
Oh, because you did ask for my email address.
Because...
Is everyone that phones this... I'm just going to contradict something I said 2 minutes ago. I think that everybody that phones this show is a liar. That's what I think. Everybody.
But, like I say, I haven't got the disc which has the hard copy on, but I've got a hard copy which is physically printed off, and I was going to post that to you. So all I need is an address to the studio.
Well, I gave you my email address last time, and I thought that was a... I could give you the address, but then... How do I know that I'm not wasting 28 seconds of my life telling you the address? I wasted 8 seconds telling you my email.
Well, I can give you my address and I can just send me a letter with the address to the studio or calling card.
Why don't we go and catch a pigeon and train it to come to Alan? Alan, you said you had it on a disc.
No, I thought I had it on a disc, but the disc was so ancient, it doesn't work with no computer that fits a floppy disc anymore.
No, it wouldn't, would it?
OK, well, you... and by the way, every time someone says Shaggy Pony on YouTube, I'm going to play it. So,
well, I've never heard of that one before.
No. Well, OK, Alan, the address is... Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ian Lee.
E-A-I-N-L-E-E.
IAINLEE.
Yeah.
Talk radio. 18 Hatfields. 18 Hatfields.
Hatfields.
London.
London.
S for sugar, E for ecstasy, 1.
SE1.
8 D for dick and J for job.
8 DJ.
Correct.
Shaggy Pony.
I didn't say that.
No, it's. By the way, everyone's got. You've got to say Shaggy Pony. Not,
Shaggy Pony.
Not, right. Don't take the Mickey out of it, guys.
Shaggy Pony.
Okay, Alan.
Thank you.
There we go. Then let's go to. It says here, Ogre.
Hello, hi there.
Am I pronouncing that name correctly?
Yeah, you're doing very
Shaggy
well.
Shaggy Pony.
Thank you very much indeed, Ogre. What would you like to?
Who keeps on saying Shaggy Pony?
Sorry.
Someone keeps on saying Shaggy Pony.
Saying what?
Shag a pony.
No, I think you must be hearing things. No one's saying shag a pony. That's I think
shag a pony.
I think that's illegal.
It's frowned upon, certainly.
Mm.
Oh.
Okay. Would you anyway. Like to? Is that what you phoned in for? You thought it was a giveaway?
Oh no, because you know the last guy that was on, right?
No. Yes, unfortunately we do. That's right. Alan. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't really know him, but the problem is during the conversation, the words Shaggy Pony kept on coming up several
really?
Times.
Really? Did it?
Surely not.
Well...
Wowzers. I can only apologise. That's not from us. That might be some...
Shaggy Pony.
That might be some interference from the Talk Sport guys.
Well, I must be hearing stuff then.
You must be.
Funny.
Yeah.
So, all right, then, that's fine.
What have you called him for?
Shaggy Pony.
Ogre.
I just wanted to talk about the Trump visit and the current political situation in the country.
Perfect. You've come to exactly. This is a.
I've come to the right place.
I want to jump off a bridge. No. This is not because of this, because of just life. This is a very weighty political. Show, Ogre. So you've come to the right place. So the political situation is great, isn't it?
Well, it seems like it's in chaos right now. But you know
what?
Chaos?
Chaos? I was able to get my Costa earlier on today. That wasn't chaotic, and so the world is good, huh?
Well, if you were Theresa May. Your coffee probably didn't taste so good this morning.
Are you suggesting that Boris Johnson may have done a wee in her coffee?
No, he didn't really do a wee, but what I reckon is right. He doesn't want to be seen as a foreign secretary to a female prime minister.
Girlfriend?
Right, one.
Yeah.
Especially when the president of America is visiting... the country,
yeah,
and
okay,
because of his political ambitions,
yeah,
you know.
So, can I just interject? I reckon... So, his problem with her isn't that she's in the job that he wants, or that he's constantly letting people down and saying he's going to do things and then you turning on it. His problem is that she is a woman.
No, the problem isn't that she is a woman. The problem is that shag a pony.
Sorry, could you watch your language, please, Ogre? We've moved on from that.
I'm actually being serious. That is not me saying that. I don't know where that is actually coming from.
Well, it's not coming from me.
Sounded like you.
Sounded a lot like you.
Shag a pony.
It sounds like you.
Stop saying shag a...
Steady.
No. That is really not me.
Step away from the F-bomb.
And I'm being serious. I did not use the F word. I actually resisted.
Well, good, good resistance.
Shag a pony.
I wish you'd stop using the S and the P words.
It's not me, man. I'm being.
It sounds like
literally
you,
serious here.
It sounds like you, girlfriend. Now, so how can we fix this situation then, Ogre?
Shag a pony.
That's not going to help anybody.
It's certainly not the pony.
It's not me. Jesus, it's not me.
Jesus, it's not me that made me do those things to the pony.
Okay.
We're having fun. Let's stop having fun and let's focus.
Okay, saying that, right, you know, shagging a pony is actually a pastime in Russia.
It's a what? Say that again.
It's a pastime. Shag a pony.
Is it?
That's what people do to pass the time.
Right. I think Russia's... Hang on a minute. I thought Russia was a great country. Donald Trump said so.
Yeah, Tolstoy wrote a really long book there. He couldn't have done that with ponies in tow.
But some of those... Let's be honest, Olga. Have you ever seen a pony, the way they skip through the field, they gambol, and then they just look over their shoulder as if to say, come on!
Shag a pony.
Oh, and all that hair.
I've not really seen a pony in real life.
If you had to, Olga... It's a question we've asked before, and I'm not afraid to repeat material.
All right, go on.
If you had to have sex with an animal...
Right.
What animal would you have sex with?
A man.
Oh.
Like a bear?
No, like a man. A man is an animal.
No. A man is a human.
Yeah, but a human is... In some ways, an animal.
Incorrect. A human is what I like to call a person.
That is very true. Okay, what animal would I like to shag? I've never really thought about this.
Well, let's think about it now. I can tell you mine if it helps.
What's allowed?
Any animal in the animal kingdom is allowed. I like the way you're taking to this very, very hungrily.
I'm not. I am.
I'll tell you. A cat.
Oh God.
I want to say a kitten.
No, cats are too small. I would destroy a cat. That would not be good.
Okay. What animal? What animal wouldn't you destroy?
An elephant.
I'm not that big.
That's a joystick in a cathedral, surely. What animal would you like to have sex with, Ogre?
I don't know. I'm thinking of an animal that would that wouldn't be too terrible. How about a big fat tuna?
A big fat tuna?
Yeah.
The fish?
Like the ones you can catch in the
sea.
Atlantic.
Okay.
Oh, you've given this some thought, haven't you, Ogre?
You have thought about this. Okay, Ogre. Well, thank you so much for your call.
Have a nice day, man.
Oh, I will. I'm going to be imagining you. Well, if you can't get a tuna in the Atlantic,
Tin of John West's
will do you absolutely perfectly.
Careful around the edges.
03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
We could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Stu is listening, returning listener. He's not listened for about 10 years and says, what have I missed? Same old, Vinny calls, Barry calls, usual rubbish. Lots of people telling me that lots of fishermen have sex with skate. You should never order skate from a chippy. Is that true?
What's alluring about skate?
Here's someone who'll know. Ken!
Hello?
If you had to have sex with an animal, Ken, what would it be? We've had a tuna, and I've said a cat.
Ian, your life is a car crash.
No, Ken. Ken, answer the question. If you had to have sex with an animal, what animal would it be, Ken?
You are totally perverted, my friend.
Pardon?
You are totally perverted in your mind.
No, if you had to. I'm not saying I'm going to go out and do it. I'm asking if you had to.
You are a pervert, my friend.
If it saved
you... Jesus Christ died for your
sins. Don't, please don't blaspheme.
You mock him.
No, Ken. I don't mock Jesus. I mock bigoted, homophobic... I mock bigoted, homophobic, Islamophobic idiots like you. I mock you.
Your life is a car crash.
Yes.
Because you mock Jesus.
Well, and that's
a
real...
pervert.
Ken, I tell you what I respect about you. I tell you what I respect about you is your loving Christian attitude to those suffering. That's so beautiful.
And you pervert the radio, my friend. But Jesus,
and you can't stop listening. You cannot stop listening, you dirty boy, Ken.
I rarely listen to you, but any time I turn you on...
You phoned us up three times in the last week.
And the three times I've turned on, every time it's been perversion.
Yeah, and that's why you keep... Well, listen, you know the show... You know the show is perversion, but you keep coming back. So you must love it.
Dirty God offers you forgiveness, my
Dirty
friend.
Boy.
Don't mock Jesus.
I'm not mocking Ken. Here's
your
the thing.
Hello,
Ken.
Because
Ken.
You mock Jesus.
Ken, I don't mock Jesus. I just mock hate preachers.
Jesus,
Ken,
who died for your sins.
Ken, if you had to have sex with an animal,
and concern for you.
If you had to, Ken.
Speaking in love,
all right. Can I ask you a really important question? Then you've called in, and I should give you the respect of listening to what you're saying. So I'm gonna listen to what you're saying, and I genuinely appreciate your concern and your loving Christian tone.
I am concerned about
you
because you're
I know, Ken.
Jesus died
bless
for.
You, brother, and I appreciate that. If you let me finish making a point, I can hear from your voice just how much, you know, your Christian vibe is coming through, and that's great. So let me ask you this one question, man.
My Christian voice, no. My Christian heart is for your soul, my friend.
I can hear it, and I appreciate it.
You
I appreciate
are
it,
for
Ken.
Hell.
Ken, can I ask
friend.
You? Could I ask you a question, man? Because I appreciate.
If
I can hear.
Not, if it's not filth, I will consider it.
I would say it's not filth. It's about love. Okay, it's about love. This is what Christianity is about. It's what life is about. It's what everything is about. Love.
Christianity
man.
Is more than love. Christianity is turning from sins to
okay.
follow Jesus.
Okay. All right. Fine. And I genuinely, right? I mean this. The mask is coming off now. Genuinely, I appreciate your concern and I appreciate your love in Christian tone. So let me, as a young sinner, ask you. An older, wiser man, this question, because I would love to get the answer.
Don't be filthy now. Don't be filthy, please.
If you had to have sex with an animal,
you
what
are
animal...
You are my friend, bound you, for hell.
I'm not the one who's going to have sex
you
with an animal.
You are bound for the fires of hell unless you repent and believe in Jesus. God offers you forgiveness, my friend.
An ass?
Why do you mock Jesus?
An ass?
That's why that is why your life is a car crash, because you mock Jesus.
A horse?
He died for your sins and my sins.
A duck?
You're perverted, Ian, but God offers you help and forgiveness. I'm speaking to you in love and concern
a
for
bird?
Your soul.
I get you
don't
as a four-legged animal kind of guy.
Don't end up in hell, my friend. I'm warning you in love.
An Alsatian? An Alsatian?
You're a pervert.
Hello, Ken? Ken? What?
He said Alsatian.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. Let's go to Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hello, mate. How you doing?
Hello,
Kath.
Hello, Mark.
He wasn't interested in my answer. I wanted to go straight to the lady. Okay, that's fair.
You talk to Kath.
What can't you believe, Mark?
What Ian said.
What? Which bit?
People shouldn't have sex.
Oh, I know. What's he like?
I know what's he like. Oh, man,
what
you
are
want
you
to
like?
Go to a care home. You want to see what goes on in there.
What, really?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I spent 14 years in a care home, so I've seen what goes on. Yeah.
Ian, Ian's in a moody because you spoke to me. Ian.
Oh, is he? Oh, bless. Has he got the hump?
He's got, I don't know.
Ian, don't get the hump, mate.
I don't think disabled people should be allowed to have sex.
Why?
Because I just think it's wrong.
Why?
I think it is inappropriate.
But why?
Well,
I'm disabled, I have sex.
Oh, God! Yeah, that is outrageous behaviour.
I know, and I love it.
Dirty, dirty boy.
I know I am.
You
I'm only human.
Oh, God. With other human beings?
It's natural.
You're a pervert.
No, I'm not.
You're a pervert.
No. No, definitely not. Anyway, what I found up to talk to you about...
By the way, can I just say, Mark, right, before people complain, because people don't get this show, or get me, right?
Yeah.
Of course I don't believe that disabled people...
I know you don't.
I know you know that. I know you get it. But there'll be people going, this guy... They'll think I'm trying to be like a shock jock or not. I'm just...
Yeah.
I'm playing a part of a reactionary right-wing idiot. Of course disabled people can have sex. I just, you know, I just don't...
Just don't want it shoved down your throat, do you?
Shag a pony. You're a pervert.
Well, I'm 18. She's 30. Does that make me dirty?
You're a pervert.
There we go. Anyway,
Mark. What you say, then?
Yes. Well, anyway, Mark.
People will say you're being such and such.
There's nothing I hate more. Hello, does this microphone work? Is it your ears that are broken? There's nothing worse than being called such and such. I hate being called.
You know what I'm trying to say.
Are you on speakerphone?
But
hello, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear.
Just wondered why you were constantly talking when I'm talking, and they're not responding to our questions.
All right, yeah, I'll let you talk. Go on, then, talk.
It's only us. I was just. wondering, you know, why you weren't answering any of our questions when we asked them.
You were?
There we go. He can't hear us. Right, go on. We'll shut up. What you got?
No, I was going to say, you was talking. I couldn't listen to your show live last night, so I listened to it today.
Yeah.
From last night.
Oh, yeah.
And you were saying about people being shouted up in the street.
Yeah.
Well, I had a lovely incident about a couple of weeks ago when someone shouted to me out of a white van, called me such and such. I won't say the name.
People using this such and such term these days. I hate it.
Because I don't want to say the name because it's very rude.
Yeah.
And they said something to me. So
it's a very mysterious.
They got up to the traffic light.
Yes.
And the light turned red.
Oh.
So they were stuck there. Uh-oh. I banged on the window. I said, "What do you say? What do you say?" And they couldn't even look at me. They couldn't even look at me.
Wow.
Just stared ahead, couldn't even
look. Were you in your car or something?
No, I mean my electric wheelchair.
Oh, well, then this is what I've done with a bus driver once. Right, I fell out with a bus driver on a route I used to live on. And he was the only bus driver on that route. And it got to a point where he would drive past the bus stop, right? But if I was there and no one else was there. But then once he did that, he drove past the bus stop and then the lights turned red. I went, right. So I went and stood in front of him and got my phone out and just filmed him. Right. And I was there in the street about 3 or 4 minutes filming him. Traffic, the other lane of traffic's moving. He can't. And he's just sat there covering his face. And then I heard a voice from behind me going, "Ian." And I turned around. It was my wife. And she just looked at me. She said, "I expect you home in 3 minutes." And she walked off. And I kind of had to stay there for another 30 seconds to, you know, because I didn't want to look like a cuck. And then I went to the guy, got away with it this time. But so I guess you should have just rolled your wheelchair in front of him and then said your battery had died.
No, I just banged on his window and said, what are you saying? And he couldn't, the funny thing is,
such
the
and
people
such.
Around were looking at him and they knew what he'd said.
Yep, yep, yep.
And he couldn't say nothing. He just looked
at such and such
until it got to green and he just drove off.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of people, aren't there?
Too many.
There is a lot of people like that. And it used to bug me so much. It used to get to me so much. I mean, I used to cry about it. Seriously, it used to make me cry.
Yeah.
Honest to God. But then I thought, what the hell? I've got to fight back a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So you started having sex with these people?
What?
Well, if they were fit enough, maybe. Yeah, yeah.
This is the noise I make when I'm having sex. Hooka, shaka, hooka, 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 shaka, hooka, 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 shaka, hooka, 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 shaka. And then when it finishes, this is the noise that I hear in my head.
You're a pervert.
So, so that's where that's taking us to, Mark. Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
Let's... Listen out for that one, Sam.
Let's go to Angela. Good evening, Angela.
Hi, Ian, Cousin. How are you guys tonight?
You're a pervert.
We know that. There's a woman in my life, I just can't get enough of her. I hope one day she'll be my wife, I want to spend my life with her. She's called Angela, she's my Angela, but I don't even know if she even knows I exist.
God.
When she calls me up, I get a little stirring down inside. I want to hold her cups. I want to lick her behind because she's my Angela. Yeah, yeah, she's my Angela. And I don't even know if she even knows I exist.
You're a pervert.
There we go.
You want to hold her cups?
Huh?
You want to hold her cups?
That's between me and Angela, who recently sent me...
I don't know if you know this, but your inner monologue just seeped out quite a lot.
You fell out of your chair then. She recently sent me a friend request, which I'm considering.
Don't bring the show into it, mate.
Do you know that song, Considering a Move to Memphis?
No.
Do you not know that song?
No.
Ba-ba-ba-da-ba-dum-bum. Ba-ba-ba-da-ba-bum-bum. I'm considering a move to Memphis. A move to Memphis. I'm considering. Ba-ba-ba-da-ba. You don't know that song?
No.
Do you know that song, Angela?
I thought of.
It's a group called the Colour Blind James Experience. Colour Blind. There we go. This is a great. I won't play the full thing because it goes on for about 8 minutes. But this is a remarkable. Is it 7 minutes long? Here we go. Listen to this. This is a great song. Great bit of music. Here we go. Dun, 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 dun. This is a great. This
sounds
is,
like Paul Simon.
Yeah, isn't it? It's where he nicked it from. Not Africa.
I'm considering a move to Memphis with my hair all aglow. When I arrive in Memphis, I'm bound to meet up with someone I might know. I'm considering a move to Memphis, a move to Memphis. I'm considering.
Goes on like that. That's a great song.
Does he decide by the end or not?
Let's skip to the end. Let's get the last. Here we go.
That's what I came here for. I'm considering a move to Memphis, a move to Memphis. I'm considering.
I think he does go in the end. Yeah. Anyway, Angela, a lot of mouth breathing going on, so let's dive straight in, so to speak. What have you got for us?
I had to go to doctors tonight.
Oh, tonight? Nighttime doctors?
Yeah.
Wowzers. What's wrong? Everything all right?
Yeah, I just had a bit of a painful ear. I've been very bright red.
Angela, painful ear. Tell me, I know all about it. I work with Kath.
Oh, no. Cheap shot.
What have you got? Ear aids? Ear infection? What is it? Hearing aids is what I said, Catherine, for goodness sakes. Ear infection. Mm-hmm. Is your balance a little bit dicky?
It's always been balanced, but he said I might have to go to an ear specialist.
Could he not just give you an antibiotic? What's wrong with this guy?
Basically, they don't like to give you too much when you're diabetic.
They should give you more when you're... Yeah. Let me couch this by saying I am not medically trained, but it seems obvious to me that if you're diabetic, you should get more antibiotics, not less.
Yeah, I know.
More! That might even cure your... What did you say was wrong with you, epileptic?
I used to be an epileptic, yeah.
There we go, you see. And I just got that vibe. I just got that vibe. Hey, Angela, do you believe in astrology?
Yeah, sometimes.
I've been studying it, right? What's your date of birth?
23rd, 63.
The 63rd of the when?
23rd, 1963.
What star sign does that make you?
Libra.
Oh,
yeah.
Libra.
Yeah. Balance is a problem.
Well, here we go. And I'm just looking at this, and I'm quite new to this, but I can tell that you're a creative person. You have a great energy about you, that you want to be loved, don't you? You want to be loved, and that you're kind of coming to the end. You've been in this 7-year cycle, haven't you? You're kind of coming. It's been a very turbulent 7 years. Does that make sense? Can I leave that with you? You've been
that
in a.
Just
it does make
makes
sense.
Sense.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
You've been in a very turbulent 7 years. You're coming to the end of that 7 years, though, my love. There's good news. You're coming to the corner, and just around the corner, I can tell you there is sunshine, there is light, and there is love for you. And I would say between now and Christmas of 2022, there's going to be a really significant change in your life, either personally or professionally, or you might move. Does that make sense?
The moving might be on the cards.
Yeah, I know, I can see it. Well, I'll leave that with you, Angela.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you so much. You hang in there, my love, and go online and see. No, don't buy any medicine online. No, that would be outrageous. But I hope you feel better soon. Thank you, Angela. Been studying. Oh, I forgot to tell you, I've been studying astrology.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can you do me?
Nah, I'd rather not.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record all day long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh, no.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.